Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And here we go. Come on into my house. You come into my house by giving us a phone call. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We're here to answer any question you might have about home remodeling or home maintenance or home improvement. We'll put our 45, 50 years of home remodeling experience to work for you. We've operated in all four corners of the state. Regardless where you're listening to us, you can call the one toll-free number, and let's see if there's something you're trying to get done that we can help you along with. Just a little bit. I'm Rosie, celebrating 31 years of bringing this show to you every Saturday morning. Right here off to my right is my eldest son, Romy, who has joined me for about the last almost 20 years, right? It was 2002, 2003 when you started joining us on the show. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening booth. You'll call that number. Jennifer will get your name, your number, where you're calling from, and your question. She'll post it up on these fancy little computer screens, and then we'll get you on air and see if we can't help you as best we can, as quick as we can. One of the things we do to accomplish our mission of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend is we do this show every Saturday morning. We do a website on the internet machine called rosieonthehouse.com. We have a newsletter that goes out by subscription only once a week. And we have a topic of the week that drives that particular newsletter. And this week, the topic is the five W's of home remodeling. The why, the who, the when, the what, and the where. So we're going to want to cover that over the course of this next hour. But we're also going to leave time to answer your questions as well. So feel free to give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. We've cleared all the lines. John Harper and Brian Johnson were here talking TIF and turf and outdoor living. We got rid of all the people that are on hold there during top of the hour break, cleared all the lines.
We didn't get rid of them. We answered their questions.
That's right. Took care of them. Took care of them. That's right. That's
go on. Shoot. That's over now.
That's how you become the best friend. You take care of them. So that opened up all the lines for you, the Arizona homeowner.
And if you do get our email newsletter and you haven't seen it the last few weeks, check your spam and junk filters. There recently was an update in our Outlook system at the office, and I have gone in and told it the last three, four, or however many weeks in a row now, that this newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com email address is not spam, and it still spams it every single week. So if you haven't been seeing it, check your spam filters. There's been some email update that's affecting some subscribers.
All right.
So the five W's starts off with the why.
Why?
Why am I remodeling?
And you know, that's almost the first question we ask everybody that calls us at the remodeling company.
And for a lot of people that do go through remodeling projects, they ask themselves that during the project. Why did I think this was a good idea? Why are we doing this again?
it can be a little rugged.
Why didn't I listen?
It can be a little rugged, that's for sure. It's not a science. It's kind of an art form. There's some science involved in the techniques, and there's some procedural disciplines that need to be followed to try and make it as pleasurable an experience as possible. But you're remodeling master bedroom, master bathroom, master suite, or kitchen. Those projects in particular can become stressful. But when people call and say, Rosie, I'm thinking about doing this or that, my very first question is why? I'm talking with a young couple right now that bought in North Phoenix, and they just bought the home. They haven't even moved in yet, and they're going to stay in their other home, and they call it their die-in house. They're moving in with young kids, young couple, and they're going to be there the rest of their life. So that changes how you think about what you're going to do. And I will tell you, I'll tell you, and I tell them the same thing. I think, and this is totally subjective, but it's my opinion in watching home remodeling in the Valley and throughout Arizona for the last almost 50 years. Get in the house and live in the house for a little while before you draw up the master remodel, because the why of the remodel can change once you get into the particular house, unless you're doing a near whole house reconstruction.
If you're buying something that's not worth saving for historic value,
right,
and you're just going to go back to slab and start over, you don't want to live there if you're going to take it down to slab. That's a rough living condition.
And
that's called a tent.
Yes.
In the back corner of the property.
I challenge the people that call me all the time. I say, you know, why do you want to do this? What's broken? What's changed? Well, we're empty nesters. And the two hall bedrooms are both sitting empty right now. And we want to convert one into a little exercise room and one into a library. Okay. Makes good sound sense. Maybe there's a traffic pattern inside the house that needs to be modified that isn't working well. Maybe you're bringing mom and dad back home and you need to accommodate them. So it's important to know the why, because we want to make this project something that as you endure it, when we're done, it's going to significantly improve the quality of your life and your experience living in your crib, your home, your house, the home of your dreams. So let's get down to the why that we're really going to do it. When people call me, one of the biggest whys not to remodel is, well, I've been in the house for 30 years. We're getting ready to put it up for sale. And I think I need to just update it to get the maximum dollar. That's the worst why in the world to remodel. I'm not against cleaning up and maybe taking care of some deferred maintenance things. But never remodel your home to put it on the market to get a higher dollar for resale.
You would never recoup 100%. Well, you're not going to make a profit.
And you're remodeling it to suit your taste and what you like, and you're guessing what the next homeowner is going to like. So in my book, historically, that's the worst why ever to remodel.
And you think, well, okay, how come people make their living flipping homes, and you hear radio ads all the time, I'm coming to your market and I've got my blah 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 method of how to flip homes using other people's money. And you know, I have not sat through one of those, but I will tell you, a lot of the flip projects done in flipping are just cosmetic, you know, cleanups. It's not redesigning layout, it's not formatting it for more functionality. It's not turning it into, you know, something, a home you could age in place. They call that universal design. You know, it's a lot of quick lipstick on a pig and slap it back on a market. And those, more often than not, are profitable when real estate prices are climbing and they're just taking advantage of the real estate market, and has nothing to do with the improvements that they're doing.
Well, and they're advertising, a lot of those flippers advertise, I'll buy your house. And they're going to be as aggressive on the purchase price as they can, because the reason they're buying it is to make a profit. So, you know, flipping is a science. And you hear how many people do it and how easy it is. I know a lot of people that have been burned and burn bad because they were under the false impression. Anybody can do this.
And when I get done any kind of building project, I always try and put it as a forever mindset. I'm doing this project so it lasts forever. And I could never flip a home because the amount of time and money it takes to build something right the first time to last forever isn't something that fits in the flipper's market where you've got to get an instant financial return on your investment. You know, the return on our investments come generations down the line because it's a structure that's going to be able to supply the next family that's going to move into the home and not have to worry about dumping all this maintenance into it, or building something that's only designed to last 40 years and the next person's going to eventually have to tear it down and completely rebuild.
And I tell my prospective clients all the time, look, the highest return on investment you're going to get is your enjoyment out of it. Let's do it for you to enjoy it and not worry
so much.
Quality
of life.
Yeah, just, you're going to enjoy this for 30 years. What is that worth? It's worth a lot. Well, we've got Andy with a plumbing question. That is, I can read it here on the screen. I only have a couple guesses to make at it. We're going to go on break, come back with Andy's plumbing question. We have an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. But Jennifer, I'm going to tell you, we might want to try and reach out for Rosie's Lifeline, and let's get a plumber on the line too, see if we can help Andy. I think this is a little bit beyond my plumbing know-how. It's a plumbing ghost, yes.
And I think I've got a few ideas for him because I had a very similar situation, and it is horribly annoying to be waking up to water sounds at 3 o'clock in the morning, Andy. So we're going to do everything we can to help get you taken care of. But right now, if car buying is on your to-do this weekend, get yourself out to Sanderson Ford. Or if you don't have time to get out, shop online. They'll even deliver it to your home.
One of those brand new Raptors.
And they've got Raptors in stock.
They've got Raptors in stock, ready to go. And normally there's a waiting list to purchase a Raptor from Sanderson Ford because the demand is so big. But they've got extra Raptors on the lot right now. Now's the time to go out there. When I bought my Raptor, I actually went out to Sanderson and I said, I want a Mustang. I don't have any tall kids around anymore. I want my sports car. I left that day with a Raptor, and I've never looked back. Listen, Sanderson is Ford country. Go out and discover it in a brand new Raptor. You can't believe what a joy this truck is to go explore Arizona in.
You know the hardest thing I'm having? I do like the Raptor, but I need towing power. So I'm
450 horsepower. Ford's coming out
that's,
with a
that's
new.
That's racing power. That's not towing power. Yeah. There's two different things, but they're coming out with a new what?
They're coming out with a new, bigger V8. It's almost 500 horsepower. It's
and is that for available. The Raptor, or is that
it's
for
It's going to be
a
available
diesel?
In the F-250s, 350s, and 450s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we're... But then I'm also struggling. My 150 is almost at 300,000 miles. And so I'm like, do I get a smaller Ranger for my daily commute and a 450 for the towing power? But they've got plenty of options at Sanderson. I know I'll find the right one there.